This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pilot Project. This is one of our heavily patented mini episodes, and yes, we've sued many people over it.
I think we have like 6 or 7 patents on it, which is great. A lot of lawsuits going on.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money on this dumb show. Today we're here to look back on our last episode, and we're going to talk about what happens in our next episode. Our last episode was Heat Vision and Jack, with Jack Black, Owen Wilson, guest starring our pal Patrick the Tank. So I'm curious, any thoughts about Heat Vision and Jack in the last, it's been 2 or 3 weeks since we recorded that.
Yeah, you know, I've actually thought back on that episode a few times. I guess just because so many big people are in it, I did a little bit more just looking into some of the production and stuff like that. I mean, not a deep dive or anything, but basically it's probably one that stuck with me more than most of them have for some reason. I don't know exactly why, but like the doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot parts and stuff like that. I don't know. It had some memorable, crazy stuff in it, and it was actually somewhat entertaining, unlike a lot of them, so I look back on it fondly. More fondly than I did when I started, or when I watched the first time.
Maybe that's why it sticks with you, because it actually had somewhat quality.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't thought a lot about it. It was fun while we did it, but I wouldn't say... I think because of the others... are in stark contrast by being so bad. I think that's why they stay with me.
Okay.
It's like a plague in my brain, especially the theme songs. It was a good experience for the show, but didn't really stick with me after that. I kind of like flushed it, went on to the next terrible thing.
Well, I'm glad good things stick with me versus shitty things. So I think I actually have the scoreboard.
Oh yeah. It's a plague upon my existence for sure. So speaking of the next shitty thing we're gonna do, we're taking on our old pal Stefan, who was on our very first episode of the show. We did Cop Rock. I was about to say Pod Rock, but Cop Rock back in the day, which was almost a year ago.
Like 9 months ago.
Yeah, back in the day, way in the retro days. So he's gonna join us to talk about a show he picked called. High School USA is based on a 1983 TV movie that starred Michael J. Fox, but this one did not star Michael J. Fox. It was came in 1984, was burned off Memorial Day of 1984, and there's not much out there about this show.
You know, I kind of think that they should do that more often. Like, what is on generic ABC on even in 2019 on Saturday at 1 p.m. Like, why not burn off an old crappy pilot then?
Like, bring back High School USA?
Well, you know, they burned it off back then just to show it, to fill some time. I mean, don't they have time to do that now? Like, have the failed show segment or something and put it on a real shitty time. I don't know. I just think that'd be kind of funny.
Well, nobody's watching anyway, so sure, why not? This is sort of a teen sex comedy. But you have to keep in mind it was on broadcast TV. It was on NBC.
Still got Mark Horney, though.
So they couldn't...
Still got Mark Horney, though.
That's true. Extremely. But they couldn't really go into the sex aspect of a teen sex comedy very deep. They couldn't go deep. They had to go with just the tip of the sex comedy. So, unfortunately, there's not a trailer for this that we can play or a commercial or anything. It's just kind of... You just have to take our word that it's terrible and it's out there. If you go to YouTube, you can watch this. Look for High School USA. It is 1984.
It is not the animated version, which I almost watched.
It's not the animated version. It's like 47 minutes long. But yeah, this was a pilot that's... It aired once. It was burned off on Memorial Day of 1984, and that was it.
Yep.
And there's not much else out there about this.
Yeah, not really.
That's what you have to look forward to. If you want to watch along rather than just listen to our dumb commentary, well, there you go. Go to YouTube. We also put a link on our website at pilotprojectpod.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this episode as well.
Yeah, he put together his boner jams from it as well, so he'll give you the specific markers during the episode that are the hottest to him.
That's right. This is my number one.
And see, it's okay because even though this is about a high school, everyone in it is 30, so it's fine.
That's right. It's important for any media property in the 80s. If you're going to show a teen, make sure they're at least 37 years old.
Right.
In real life.
We're basically in a 1980s teen right now.
Right. We're the perfect age for a 1980s teen. Exactly. All right. Let's see if anything else.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, that's it for yet another fantastic, fabulous mini-episode of The Pilot Project.
The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.